This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
Navigating through the hustle and bustle of live markets is like steering a ship. You've got to handle the day-to-day market changes while also keeping a clear view of your end goal. It's a real balancing act, and here's why. If you try to dodge every little wave on your journey, you're likely to end up off course. At the same time, you don't want to run aground. So, stay focused, stay steady, navigate the path, and remember that the long haul is more important than the twists and turns along the way. Amidst the constant noise surrounding the debt ceiling, the market has managed to stay close to recent highs. Today we ask ourselves, are we on the verge of a new bull breakout, or is this merely a late cycle rally? And if so, what do we do with that information? I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of May 22nd, so listen on as we navigate the living market. 2023 has been somewhat of a sleeper for the stock market, with the S&P 500 index trading higher overall, but seemingly stuck within a narrow range. This despite a few crises that would typically result in more volatility. Who would have thought we would see such substantial gains in the face of several bank failures and the debt ceiling drama unfolding today? However, as we discussed in recent podcasts, beneath the calm surface lies a world of divergence. The index seems eager to surge forward, yet reservations persist. To us, this market action exhibits many characteristics of what we would call a late cycle rally. It doesn't mean we are completely fading the rally, but we remain cautious. We started to favor an underweight to U.S. equities towards the end of 2022, simply because the valuations didn't seem to make sense given our expectation for a drop in 2023 earnings. Now, although Q1 results were better than expected, coming in at 3% lower on a year-over-year basis, we still have doubts about the second half of 2023, especially considering the overall sentiment is much more positive today than was at the beginning of the year, while the economic data continues to trend weaker. When a bull market begins, we tend to observe certain characteristics. Cyclical stocks such as energy, materials, financials, and industrials typically lead the charge. Smaller companies outperform, and there's usually a sense that a rising tide will lift all ships. However, what we see today is a market driven by technology and communication services, which exhibit more defensive traits than cyclical ones. Now, this doesn't correspond to the beginning of a new cycle. It looks more like investors are trying to figure out which part of the economy or the market is safest in an uncertain situation. Despite this, investor optimism appears quite high. One reason for this optimism seems to be a behavioral change. After the swift V-shaped recovery in the equity markets in 2020, people are hesitant to exit equities overall, especially institutional investors for whom lagging behind the index is a cardinal sin. Consequently, instead of switching to bonds, they favor companies perceived as more defensive, or at least those exhibiting stable characteristics and tactical tailwinds, such as those that are leading the S&P 500 today. And still, U.S. stocks, including mega-cap tech companies, are not cheap. The S&P 500 index minus the 8 largest companies is only slightly cheaper than the overall S&P 500, and both have a very low equity risk premium. Now, the equity risk premium represents the reward that equity investors receive for investing in risk assets rather than government bonds, and currently, it's at the lowest level in over a decade. That can be explained partly because current consensus earnings estimates for the back half of the year are more optimistic, which contradicts our projections that continue to trend lower. These projections are not based on a single model, but on multiple historically significant leading indicators, such as South Korean exports and manufacturing productivity, as well as others. Another reason why the equity risk premium could be as low as it is that the market appears convinced that rate cuts are imminent. We, however, have reservations about this idea and have been pushing back against it for some time. If interest rates were to suddenly drop by the Federal Reserve's actions, we anticipate it would be due to rapidly deteriorating economic conditions, which would actually have a negative impact on equity markets. In that case, where do the opportunities lie? Are we completely bailing on the U.S. equity market? Certainly not. There are many sectors and companies that appear poised for a catch-up trade if the economy and labor markets continue to hold up as well as they have so far. With investing It's never an all or nothing decision, but rather we approach it by adjusting the position size relative to the opportunity and risks. So with that in mind, we have been emphasizing for the past year that international markets pose similar, if not more modest economic risks to the U.S. equity market, but at much more attractive valuations, and thus a greater margin of safety. Finally, with the equity risk premium at current levels where they are, bonds are quite attractive given their current yields, with what we expect to be much less volatility at the same time. In the long run, they remain more attractive than at any point between 2009 and 2022. So, international equities and bonds. Opportunities are not always found in the most discussed segments of the economy. And even if the rewards may not be immediate, it would be unwise to ignore them. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.